Welcome to the Florida Everglades, one of America's last great wildernesses. The Everglades is a watery plain covered with sawgrass that's home to numerous species of plants and wildlife. At over 1.5 million acres, it's too big to see it all today, but this tour will offer you a good sampling of this unique and fascinating ecosystem, and hopefully give you an idea of how precious the Everglades National Park is to Florida's ecology. First stop on our tour bus will be Taylor Slough. This is a good place to start because you'll get to see many exotic birds and, of course, alligators, the Everglades' most formidable inhabitants. The marine life in the park includes more than 200,000 alligators, so you're guaranteed to spot quite a few on this tour. But don't worry, there's a boardwalk that goes across the swamp, so you can look down at the creatures in the water from a safe distance. From there, we'll hop on board a boat for a thrilling 40-minute ride through the sawgrass plains and deep into the heart of the Everglades, to a jungle-like wetland that features wonderful subtropical plant life. We then slow down the tour using very stable, comfortable kayaks. They are silent and unobtrusive for the wildlife and allow you to get closer than by any other means. It's a calm, leisurely paddle that's great for first-timers and experienced paddlers alike. This is truly one of the best ways to experience the Everglades. Every day and every tour is different, and the wildlife and the habitat are just that, wild. However, while drifting along the still waters, you are guaranteed to encounter a vast array of the Everglades wildlife. Otters, turtles, bald eagles, egrets, and dozens of species of wading birds, to name a few. So have your cameras ready, and keep an eye out for the elusive Florida panther. Then we'll continue our tour with a nature walk on a pristine island beach, an island that is seldom visited by others as it's nearly impossible to reach. Expect to see some magnificent shells and even the occasional pod of dolphins feeding in the nearby bay. After our beach trek, we are back in the kayaks to paddle back to the boat for the ride home in time for a nice seafood dinner at a local restaurant, which includes alligator appetizers. If you're visiting here longer, you might consider renting a canoe sometime and exploring the area on your own. However, don't do this unless you have a very good sense of direction and can negotiate your way through tall grass. We'd hate to have to come looking for you. I might also add that you have the good fortune of being here in the winter, the best time of year to visit. During the spring and summer, the mosquitoes and insects will just about eat you alive. Right now, they're not so bothersome, but you'll still want to use an insect repellent.
Now listen again.